Force, motion, consumption, and sound in a vacuum are all phenomena cast into the midden in Jacob Blickenstaff's latest movie review.
With nominations for the 81st Academy Awards to be announced late this month, I thought I'd take a look at the one science fiction film that appears on many critics' top 10 lists for 2008. No, it's not the Keanu Reeves remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still, or M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening, but Pixar's latest blockbuster, WALL-E, a shoe-in for Best Animated Film, but also a potential nominee for Best Picture. WALL-E has been described as an animated science fiction romance, and extensive plot summaries are available online for those not familiar with the story. For my purposes, I'll simply remind you of the main characters. WALL-E, short for Waste Allocation Load Lifter Earth Class, is one of millions of robots left behind on Earth to clean up huge piles of trash. WALL-E's routine is interrupted by the arrival of Eve, or Extraterrestrial Vegetation Evaluator. Eve is looking for a living plant, as that would indicate the Earth is ready for humans to return from the space voyage they've been on during the cleanup. WALL-E falls in love with Eve, and the remainder of the film takes the pair to the Axiom, the flagship of the Buy and Large Corporation. There they help the human captain to regain control of the ship from the robot autopilot, aptly named Otto. Science teachers should draw attention to the message of sustainability that the opening scenes of the film drive home. Humans leave Earth because they have covered it with garbage, and refuse to take any real responsibility for overconsumption fueled by the advertising of Buy and Large. If students are not convinced to begin recycling by the giant towers of trash covering the Earth, no public service announcement will move them. The dusty, desolate surface of the planet contrasts with the rendering of stars, nebula, and galaxies when the action moves to space. One of the most beautiful scenes in the film has WALL-E and Eve rocketing around outside the Axiom ship in a ballet of applied physics. Eve uses her mysterious propulsion system to get around, but WALL-E makes good use of a carbon dioxide fire extinguisher to move. His first few blasts with the extinguisher show his experiments to figure out how to speed up, slow down, and turn. This scene can be used to show that a force is required to change the speed or direction of a moving object. WALL-E continues to drift in a straight line until he uses the rocket to change his motion. While the animators get the conservation of momentum basically right in this scene, they fall victim to one of the classic blunders of science fiction. We can hear everything that happens when WALL-E and Eve are in the vacuum of space. Sound is a wave phenomenon that requires a material to carry the wave energy from one place to another. On Earth, that material is usually air, but solids and liquids also carry sound waves very well. In space, there's essentially no material to carry sound, so we wouldn't be able to hear explosions, spaceships going by, or WALL-E's fire extinguisher as he and Eve rocket around. 1968's 2001 A Space Odyssey is one of the few films to get this right. Physics teachers could use scenes of WALL-E with his fire extinguisher to talk about inertia or momentum, and also to discuss the transmission of sound in space. Biology and environmental science teachers could encourage students to watch the film at home, and then have a family discussion about actions everyone can take to reduce, reuse, and recycle, instead of contributing to the global garbage problem.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks. Oh,